From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. This is part three of our series, Who's Right, Who's Left? Not every Australian is familiar with how our political system works. For migrants, some have come from countries where voting was optional, or maybe from a place that actively discouraged political engagement. In this episode, we take a look at how our diverse communities approach politics here in Australia.
Zero. There's no political literacy.
Di Lee is the independent member for Fowler in Sydney's southwest and says there's a lack of political literacy in her community. She says this leads to some migrants voting the same way, particularly the Vietnamese community.
The only party that they knew was the Labour Party out here in Fowler. They didn't know anybody else. There's no competition. People were just going by the same thing over and over, and you probably didn't know that you can actually have another choice. So until we gave them a choice, voting behaviour started to shift over to an independent, and they're seeing that, oh my God, actually things are getting done, having somebody else who's not part of a major party.
Di says her electorate doesn't care about traditional political voting allegiances like left and right.
I've got one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorate in the country. Fowler has a large proportion of Vietnamese-born, Chinese-born, people from Iraqi, from Lebanon, from Laos, from Cambodia, Eastern European, and their children. They don't focus much on what we in the media often focus on, and we see if there's a real disconnect to what we discuss, to what the ordinary working mums and dads are experiencing at a local level.
She says the migrant community in her electorate is focused on cost of living this election.
Energy bills, insurance costs, food has gone up, you know, rent, interest rates, that's impacting how they run their businesses, how they raise their families. These are issues, and I hear that. How do I try and fix that for our communities?
Across Australia, Chinese and South Asian communities are rapidly growing. Associate Professor Sukhmani Khurana from the University of New South Wales researched rates of political literacy and participation in these populations.
I think the main takeaway from this survey was, despite a number of these people having lived in Australia for over 10 years and 70% of Australian citizens, their understanding of Australia's voting systems was around 50%. Of course, people will try and compare it with the general Australian population, but I think there are different samples altogether because these people haven't been to primary school or secondary school in Australia.
Associate Professor Khurana says what came out of the focus groups was that political and media savvy people in these communities were acting as intermediaries to promote understanding and dispel mis- and disinformation.
So the 50% might look really horrifying to think about, all these people who don't understand Australia's voting system completely, yet they're in a system which has compulsory voting. But the flip side is there's also really politically active, politically literate, media savvy individuals in these groups who are trying to work on and tackle that problem.
Mahib Iqbal is part of Australia's Afghani community.
I think one important thing to note about migrants is that migrants are a very diverse group of people. They come from different faiths, a different background, and different affiliations in terms of their past experiences. If we talk about first generation migrants, and then the second generation migrants have their own experiences and have their own perspective on politics.
From his understanding, diverse communities favor one side of the political spectrum.
I would say there is quite the representation on both sides, but I would say that might be slightly tilted towards the left. I think the humanitarian, equity, multiculturalism language that could be found on the left is more accommodating and people feel more comfortable. But that doesn't mean everyone is on this side.
Mahib says the language used by politicians is important.
People who experience racism, who experience Islamophobia, who experience economic disadvantage, every good word gives them a hope.
When choosing who to vote for, the two key issues for Afghani communities are migration and economic opportunity.
Each party's approach to humanitarian visas and family reunion is an important issue to people.
The older generation of migrants and refugees are feeling like, oh my God, why are we bringing so many in?
Di says migration policies are an issue in her community in this election too.
We've had about over 10,000 refugees resettled here, and that 10,000 were just put in our city with no additional infrastructure. Public transport, roads, houses, schools, health, jobs. That then would create tension in the community about, why is it our hospital so crowded? Why is it our school so crowded? The reaction out of that countries to stop migration. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. And that is as a result of poor planning for a multicultural community.
Dai says the major parties don't take migrants' perspectives into account, but do try to appeal to them.
They use migrant votes, which is different to taking into account migrants' needs and issues. They use migrants to garner votes, but to understand them fully, I don't think major parties need to understand. I think that they just need to court votes and they get elected based on their platform. You know, hopefully this will change. So it would be interesting to see how this upcoming election will change all of that because they're more independent. So hoping that that's going to shift the dial a little bit.
Associate Professor Karana says Asian migrant communities vote on issues and for this reason are swinging voters.
Political allegiance in Asian Australian communities isn't as pronounced. That has been borne out since the 2019 election data. It does move around, it does shift around from Labor to Liberal, depending on what is happening in that particular election campaign. And we did find how their countries of origin were being talked about was important for, say, the Chinese origin communities. But there were also shared issues that they were voting on, like the reputation of the candidate as well as policies.
She hopes Australian political parties make use of her research into the Chinese and South Asian communities' political literacy levels and act on helping migrants understand the way Australia's electoral system works.
I think the biggest takeaway that Australian political parties could use from this research is to use the community experts to really leverage that community expertise. They can be real intermediaries between the political parties and the communities at the grassroots level in terms of trying to understand what their genuine concerns are and communicating with people.
This episode was produced by Alex Tani and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.